All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kesar here with my very special guest, musician Danny Ray. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Hi, of course. How are you doing on this lovely Los Angeles morning? You doing good?
I'm doing well. It's cooling down. It was too hot before.
Well, I'm on the East Coast, and I've always dreamt about going out to California, and someday I'll get out there, but it's a dream.
You have to. It's amazing.
Is it really?
It is.
You know, for some of the other things you hear about the place, you know, you hear about, I guess there's, you know, landslides and forest fires and earthquakes and traffic, but people still keep coming and they stay, so there must be something keeping
you. Oh, for sure. Nothing's stopping people from coming. Not even Sandra's fault. Nothing is stopping anyone.
So there must be something. I'll definitely have to...
There has to be something.
Have
a lot
to check
of
it out.
I don't know if it is.
So I was telling you, I have your new album. It's called Yo, and
yes.
for a debut album, it's solid. There are great songs on there.
Thank you. Your
voice is awesome too.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, how did it all come about? How did you get started on it?
Well, I got started when I was younger. My dad was a really great percussionist and like a huge music lover. So. Even when I was younger, we didn't even really listen to the radio. He would just put on, like, all of these albums. And when I was six, like, we were in a convertible, and my dad put on Diana Ross's Blue album.
Ah, nice.
And from then on, I don't know if something just hit me or something connected, but from then on I wanted to be a singer, and they thought it was the Hannah Montana phase. But here we are in L.A., so I'm pretty sure in Montana face.
Well, where did you start? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Washington, D.C., but I also grew up in Miami, Florida.
Oh, nice. Okay, so you're an East Coast girl to start.
Oh, yeah, I'm an East Coast girl. I feel your pain when it comes to winter.
Yes, I'm in Pennsylvania.
Sure.
I'm in Pennsylvania, and we get it. I mean, it hasn't been so bad lately. The past few winters have been, I guess, all right. But, yeah, the winters are tough.
Yeah.
What about the record itself? You worked with I read that you worked with a pretty cool producer there on five of the seven tracks.
Yeah, for five of the seven tracks, I worked with he's won five Grammys, Divine Evans.
Oh, nice.
And he's worked with J-Lo, Justin Timberlake, Rihanna. So imagine me walking in there. It was crazy to see all of the CDs up. But he's an amazing person. He really pushed me to do my best on this album. And my team and I just sat and we discovered my sound. And I'm really proud of this album.
Well, yeah, it sounds really good. And I like that you made a video for the title track as well. That's
yeah.
Really good. Yeah, nice.
Thank you.
So there's a couple songs on here that I wanted to talk to you about too, because it's interesting that, I mean, you're 16 years old, is that right?
Yes, I'm 16. I'm turning 17 in December, though.
Oh, cool. That blows me away. Like I was telling you before, the fact that you knew you wanted to be a musician and you took all these extra steps in your personal life to make this dream a reality by this age is really, it blows me away.
I don't know why I feel so old, so that's why I guess why I'm pushing so hard.
Yeah, well, you're certainly accomplishing a lot, and I also like how you completed high school early, and you're doing college stuff now, too, on top of having this amazing record and all that. So where do you find the time to do all that?
Well, basically, I really love what I'm doing, so it is work, but in my mind, I love it so much that if it means, you know, coming home late and then having to do homework, I rather do that than just sit around and not accomplish what I want to do.
Right.
But I get my free time sometimes, but it's really all worth it in the end.
Well, one of the songs you have hit home for me. I have a 16-year-old daughter, so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's interesting, Just a Girl, you know, you talk about a lot of the pressures on young women, or just women in general, really. But
seriously.
I like how you put that out there, because it seems interesting to me. And now you made this decision where you're an entertainer and you're going to kind of grow up, I mean, in the public eye. You know, you're out there, your picture's out there, your music's out there.